These internet social clubs, known as social networking sites, allow users to join for free, create personal profile pages, add photos, music, blogs, and messaging, and with no geographic boundaries, build their own network of friends, people they already know or may never meet, who willingly share their lives on the internet. Kevin Manny covers technology for USA Today.
If you can imagine having a club, a social club, where everybody walked around with a big sandwich board on the front of them saying everything about themselves, if you take that concept and take it to the internet, something that's happening electronically across the world, not just in one little building, that's kind of what social networking does right now on the internet.
Hands on Birmingham.
Whether at school or at work, young adults like Alicia Harden access their online social networks throughout the day.
If I'm going to sit here for a full day, if I'm on the phone, I'm checking it. So I could check it up to 5 or 6 times a day when I'm working because, as you can see, I have to multitask when I'm doing something.
With more than 200 competing sites, social networking is more than just chatter. It's become big business.
So, would you call yourself a computer geek when you were growing up?
Oh, absolutely.
2.5 years ago, Harvard sophomore Mark Zuckerberg and his two roommates came up with the idea for Facebook, a website where students share photographs, messages, and information about themselves with those in other Harvard dorms. It proved so popular that within a few days, over 1,000 students were accessing the site. By the end of 2004, Facebook expanded to almost 300 schools, with access granted only to those with a valid college email address. Students in one school could now befriend students at another, expanding their personal network of friends. And with privacy controls, they had the option of limiting access to their personal information. Today, more than 2,000 colleges and 22,000 high schools are on board. And this past summer, Facebook expanded yet again, allowing 15,000 corporations, nonprofit groups, and members of the military to set up their own networks.
Up here is everything except product development and engineering.
Mark Zuckerberg dropped out of college, and today the 22-year-old executive, in flip-flops and a T-shirt, heads a multi-million dollar company with a staff of around 150 people, most close to his own age.
Like current hit rate of like a server, and so you can see.
And a business that has grown to more than 9 million members.
I'm really young, so I have to be thinking about the long term, you know, and how this stuff is going to play out. And I think that the way that you achieve the best long-term value is by building real value in the world. You know, so we focus a lot on our product, you know, and what do the people who use the service get out of it? Are we actually helping them achieve their goal of understanding the world? And if we can do that, then I don't think we're going to have a hard time making a lot of money.
Facebook recently announced that it would no longer limit membership, making its social networks available to anyone on the internet, and matching the open-door policy of networking giant MySpace. With over 100 million user profiles and over 80% of the social networking market, MySpace is now the most visited website in the country, ahead of Google, auction powerhouse eBay, and longtime industry leader Yahoo. And online advertisers have taken notice, spending about $280 million this year on MySpace, Facebook, and their networking competitors in an attempt to reach the lucrative youth market. It's a figure that some experts predict could balloon to nearly $1.9 billion by 2010.